You've never stood in a gilded cathedral, staring up the mile-high nave. Cherubim flutter over the apse in 40,000 pews. They're fat and grey, with vat-grown wings and binary minds. They're not dead, not truly alive. Stained glass bulwarks rain plasmic light on them and the faithful. Behind the priest's lectern, a golden iconostasis lights up the buried horizon like a paradise world sunrise.
"What in the name of Russ?" muttered Sven. "It's overheated," said Ragnar. "The barrels have fused. You kept firing too long." Sven lobbed it viciously in the direction of the enemy. "Bloody useless thing!" he shouted. From the distance came a crunch of bone and a shriek of pain. Ragnar guessed that Sven's throw had been accurate.
"Congratulations," he said. "You've invented a new way of fighting. Instead of shooting enemies with heavy weapons, we'll throw them instead."
"I see what is in your heart, Fennec," the demon whispered, its seductive tones riven with frustration and anger. "You will serve the Varenspire, but first you must serve me. No knight is anointed by the Three-Eyed King without first earning his blade."
"The sword serves the knight," Vanek growled. "Not the other way around."
"This is Margaret Grayson. She's 19 years old. She's the daughter of the United States Ambassador to Great Britain, Jane Grayson. Margaret, or Maggie, has now been missing just less than 12 hours. Troy shook his head. "Is she even really missing after 12 hours? "She's the daughter of the American ambassador," Mikkel said. "She's missing. The U.S. State Department plans to spare no expense and leave no stone unturned in finding her and retrieving her from the men who took her." Troy wouldn't let it go. He wasn't sure why he had such a bone in his craw about this girl. He was hungover and tired and didn't want to go to England, sure. But it was also the way important people seemed to live by different rules. Most young women wouldn't be considered missing until 24 hours had passed. A lot of people came back during that first day and weren't really missing at all. "Jan," Mikkel said, "let's see the suspect."
"There's a suspect already?"
Troy was thinking maybe he would just shut up.